This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi dedicated a host of development projects in Haryana on the occasion of the birth anniversary of the architect of the Constitution, Baba Saheb Dr. Bhimrao Ambedkar. He laid the foundation stone for the third unit of the 800 megawatt at Deenbandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant in Yamunanagar, which will be built at a cost of 8,469 crore rupees. Mr. Modi also laid the foundation stone for a Gobar Dhan plant in Yamunanagar worth 90 crore rupees and inaugurated the Rewari bypass. Earlier in the day, the Prime Minister laid the foundation stone of the new terminal building of the Maharaja Agrasen Airport at Hisar worth over 410 crore rupees. He also flagged off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya on the occasion. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi described the new airport and flights as inspirations for fulfilling Haryana's aspirations. On amendments to the Waqf Act, the Prime Minister said new provisions will honour the sanctity of Waqf, ensuring that the rights of poor and pasmanda Muslim families, women and children are upheld.
Naye pravdhanon se Waqf ki bhi pavitra bhavana ka samman hoga. Muslim samaj ke gareeb aur pasmanda parivaron, Muslim mahilaon, khas karke Muslim vidhwaon ko, Muslim bachchon ko, unka haq bhi milega aur bhavish mein unka haq surakshit rahega.
Supreme Court Justice B.R. Gawai has said that the Constitution has stood the test of time and made the country strong, stable and united. He was speaking at the first Dr. Ambedkar Memorial Lecture organized at Dr. Ambedkar International Center in New Delhi yesterday. Justice Gawai said in the past years, the country faced various external aggressions and internal disturbances, yet it remained united and strong, with the Constitution being amended from time to time to adapt to the changing needs. QNU Lab is one of the startups selected by the Department of Science and Technology, DST, under the National Quantum Mission, has launched the world's first and unique platform, Q-Shield. It empowers enterprises to protect their critical infrastructure. It also enables seamless cryptography management across any environment, including cloud, on-premises or hybrid. The Ministry of Science and Technology in a statement said that Q-Shield enables various services like Cosmos for key generation, Q-Connect for secured connectivity and Q-Verse for secured collaboration. In Uttar Pradesh, over 200 patients, including those in critical care, were safely shifted out of the hospital after a massive fire broke out on the second floor of the Lok Bandhu Hospital in Lucknow last night. The incident created panic among patients and hospital staff. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath took cognizance of the fire incident and instructed officials to ensure that all affected patients receive immediate medical attention. Uttar Pradesh Deputy Chief Minister Brijesh Pathak said that the fire began on the second floor, but due to quick thinking and coordination, around 200 patients were safely evacuated.
लोक बंधु हॉस्पिटल में तृतीय तल पर धुआं देखा गया था. उसके बाद मरीजों को शिफ्ट करना प्रारंभ किया गया. सभी मरीजों को रेस्क्यू कर लिया गया. लगभग 200 मरीज थे और कोई हताहत नहीं हुआ है.
The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heat wave conditions in isolated pockets over Rajasthan and Gujarat during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather agency has predicted the similar conditions over Punjab, Haryana and West Madhya Pradesh during the next 3 days. The weatherman said that Kerala and Mahi are expected to witness hot and humid weather conditions today. According to the Met Department, heavy rainfall is expected over Odisha till tomorrow. The weather body estimated that scattered to fairly widespread light to moderate rainfall, accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds over northeast and East India, will occur during the next 5 days. In chess, world number one Magnus Carlsen of Norway has clinched the freestyle chess Grand Slam 2025 in Paris, France, yesterday. He defeated American Grandmaster Hikaru Nakamura with a 1.5 to 0.5 match victory. In the IPL T20, Chennai Super Kings ended their 5-match losing streak with a 5-wicket win over the hosts Lucknow Super Giants at the Ekna Cricket Stadium last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Kolkata Knight Riders at the Maharaja Yadavendra Singh International Cricket Stadium in Chandigarh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.